let's start the new Mishnah now. And we are on page Yudalad. Yudalad Ahmed Aleph. Okay, so let's go straight to the Mishnah. So here, most of we learned that normally, if it's a malacha that you need to do to eat, as we've been learning, on Yom Tov you can do it. However, as far as grinding up spices, grinding salt, some of their salt were like big pieces to crushing it down to smaller pieces. The usual way of grinding would be with a stone. That's, you know, you had big grinders. They would have a top and a bottom, and the weight would grind it, and that would crush the wheat, the barley, whatever they would crush down. But the Chachamim will see, according to some opinions, it's going to be a debate. Chachamim didn't want a lot of grinding taking place on Shabbos. Certainly, if you can prepare before Shabbos, you shouldn't be doing it on Shabbos. In some cases, yes, some cases, no. We'll see. There's a machloikis. We're going to learn this as we go along. But just so that we understand, the very is different. The usual one would be a stone. Would be like a mill made out of stone, but I guess a smaller one. The second step would be like a wood grinder, maybe like one of those grinders we grind like that. Sure, exactly. It looks like you bang on it. And we learn that there is a difference between grinding spices and grinding salt, which means that salt is more strict, according to all opinions. Beis Shammai is stricter with everything, but even the Chachamim have certain restrictions when it comes to salt, grinding down salt. Let's look inside and we'll see. Zog de Mishneh, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Beis Shammai say, Tavlin nidoichin b'modoich shel eitz. Spices can be crushed in a wooden crusher. Modoich shel eitz. Which is a step down of a stone crusher. It's a change a little bit. But v'hamelach requires a greater change. That can be done bepach, with a tin. It's not even a wood one, but it's a tin kind of crusher. Let's see Rashi. Or ube'etzapor. That's another way. These are all shinui. These are all changes, not to the normal way, because the Chachamim didn't want the crushing to take place in the normal way. So let's look inside, in the Rashi. Rashi says, Modoich hu buchna. A buchna is a vessel that holds the spices. Shemakim boi kidarkoi. So over there, the usual way, ve'ein tzorich shinui. And you don't have to do a change. You do it in a wood one, but in the wood one, you don't have to make any changes in the actual grinding. So, the normal way, makin boy means you crush it, you bang it the way it's crushed over there. It's crushed in the usual way. And you don't require a special way of crushing it. Avol b'melach, zokt Rashi. Salt is different. Why would you have to crush salt? So Rashi says, Mokum sheyesh melech gas, in places that they have thick, big pieces of salt. So over there, you have to do it the pach shel cheres, on a tin made out of clay. Over there, you crush it. But v'loy meducha, but not in a crusher. So the meducha is a vessel made for crushing, but it needs to be in a wooden one. But the salt needs to be more of a change. Why is salt more severe than regular spices? We're going to see in the Gemara in a minute. Two reasons we're going to have in the Gemara. But let's go weiter. And ube'etz ha'porur, and or you use a pach, a tin, which is the non-usual way to crush the spices or the salt, or etz ha'porur. Rashi says ube'etz porur. Rashi said ube'etz porur is kaf gedoyla, it's a big spoon. Shakoyrim pukyo. So you can't bang it with a regular crushing. You need to use this big spoon to bang up the salt. And Rashi says the melach boyishinui. Melach, salt needs a change. Therefore, either you do it in a metal, in a tin, in a jug made out of clay, a pach shel chemen, like the pach shel shemen, a clay dish, and not the wooden. The wooden was a usual one, but this was the normal thing to do also. The stone was like a professional, but it was also usual. But here, if you're doing salt, you need some change. Either it's done in a clay pach, in a clay jug, and not in the regular meducha, or I guess if you use the other one, you have to use a large spoon. Now, when you read the Mishnah without the Rashi, oy be'etz porur, you may think you need both. So you need to have it in a pach shel cheres and this big spoon to crush it with. These are just shinuim that you make. But Rashi clearly says, oy be'etz porur, which means either shinui, doing it in a clay pach, is one shinui good, or using a large spoon. Because melech boy shinui. And Rashi said, Gemara Mefarish Taima, the Gemara will explain. How come the spices you're allowing him to use a regular crusher of wood, but it's still a regular crusher, you don't require a change? And how come by salt we require a change? So the Gemara will explain, give two reasons over there. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel disagree. They say, Tavlin nedoichin kedarkon. The Modach Shalevin, they say you can go ahead and crush these spices in the usual way, even in a crusher made out of stone, a stone crusher. And the Melach, we need some change. So over there, don't use the stone one, is the Modach Shel Eitz. At least you do Modach Shel Eitz, a crusher made out of wood. Ba'melech b'modach shel eitz, he says, shinui boi, you do require a change. Avol sagi b'hai shinui zuto, it's sufficient with a small change. It looks like, I see from all of this, it seems pretty clear that even requiring him an eitz is a shinui. So while Rashi before in Beis Shammai, Rashi says that doesn't require a shinui, it means a total shinui, which means like using a clay vessel or using that big spoon. Here it's a grinder, but according to Beis Hillel, we see we're going to need aids because it's a change. It seems like grinding salt the fact that we require Dafke to use the Madak Shalaitz, that's a Shinui. But this small Shinui is sufficient. Okay, so that's the mission. So, in either case, either opinion, Bishamai or Bishilo, they both require some sort of a change when it comes to salt. Beis Shammai required a bigger change, and Beis Hillel required a lesser change. And the Gemara wants to know, why do we require by salt? How come we require a change by salt? Why is that? So the Gemara, the Kula Alma Mihas, according to all opinions.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
For the spices, is that a change or is that how you'd normally? No, I know nothing about grinding. But is that how you? Is that saying that you could do it the way you usually do it, or they're saying that you have to use that as a change from the way you usually do it, and then salt you need.
We learned quite clearly that Beis Hillel, the loch is like Beis Hillel. He doesn't require any change. He says, "Tavlin nituchon kidarkon," in the usual way, "b'madrich shaleven," in a stone. So according to Beis Hillel, but as far as salt, there was a difference. According to Beis Hillel, you would only be able to do it in a wooden crusher, and according to Beis Shammai, that wouldn't be enough. You have to use a clay or use a big spoon. So, but basically, according to both opinions, we find that it's more serious to have a salt crushed and you need a bigger change. Why is that? So let's see what the Gemara says. The Kul Alma Mihas, according to all opinions, Melach Boi Shinui, salt requires a change. And the Gemara says, my time. What's the reason? Why does salt need a change, even according to Beis Hillel? Why would you need a change? So the Gemara says there is a Machloikis explanation between these two rabbis, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda gave opinions. So, we're not sure who said what. But we know, Chad Omar, one of them said, that Kol HaGederes Kulon Tzriches Melach. All pots need salt, which basically means every dish you make, you need salt. So therefore, not every dish needs spices, but every dish needs salt. So you should have known that you needed salt. So you can't act like you're surprised that, you know, now you're surprised, oh, the reason I didn't have the salt prepared from before Shabbos was for Yom Tov, I didn't know I'm going to need salt. So that's why I ended up, no, that doesn't work. Because you should have known, because all pots, therefore, we're only going to allow you through a bigger shinui. Chadamar kol ha-gedeires kulom tzriches melech. All pots need salt. So what does it mean? Kol ha-gedeires kulom. Rashi teaches. Kol ha-gedeires, Dr. Rashi, kol mine tafshil. Anytime you cook something, tzriches melech, you need salt. Salt is used all the time. Hilkoch me'es mel habiyoda di boi le'lidoch. So he knew already from yesterday he should have grinded it. So if you didn't do it, so then we're going to require you to make a change. Why didn't you do it? So we say don't do it the usual way. Put it in a wooden grinder. But the ain't called lagdatus tzrichas tablet. But not all pots need spices. So he can say, I couldn't grind it yesterday because I wasn't sure. I mean, they didn't have like a full cabinet of spices like we have today. Right? So he can say that didn't know. So now comes Yom Tov. So the Chacham didn't require him to make a change, and they allowed him without a change. So Ben Kol Agdeiris Tzrich Establin. V'odam Ein Yedeya Mayala B'Libe Lechel Mocher. A person doesn't know what he's going to enter his mind to eat the next day. So he didn't know. That's his argument going to be. And therefore, we can allow him. We don't require a shinui because he wasn't negligent, because he had no idea that he's going to need to use it. So therefore, we allow. That's one reason. Chadomar, the other one, gives another answer. He says that salt stays fresh. The taste of salt does not evaporate. The taste of spices, if you crush it yesterday, they lose their intensity, they lose their strength. So therefore, he says like this, Kol hatami tavlim mefigin taimam. All the spices, their taste evaporates. And therefore, the Rashi says, mimirin taimon. They change, the taste changes, it leaves, it's not the same. Im yaduchum etmel, if they're going to grind yesterday. So therefore, we allow you to grind it today, but salt, why didn't you do yesterday? Rashi gives the lotion, Reichoi loy nomer. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perik Mamches. The smell did not cease. Metargimin loy pog. Loy pog means mefigin pog. It did not leave the taste stays potent. It stays strong. It doesn't evaporate. It doesn't leave the. It doesn't go away. Umelach eino mefigin taimo. And the salt does not evaporate the taste. So the reason is salt you should do yesterday. And if you didn't do it, you don't have to make a shinui. Tavlin, I didn't want to do yesterday because it loses taste, then you're allowed to do it without a shinui. So in the end of the day, according to both opinions, you need salt, you need a shinui. Whether it's the reason that it loses its taste or the reason is because you should have known that he's going to use it, you're not allowed to do the regular way change. Is there a halachic difference? My binayu, what's between them? Is there a difference? So the Gemara gives two cases. First case is Iko beinayu, there can be a difference. The yoda mai kedeira boi livishuli. Let's say he knew yesterday what he was going to cook. He had a menu for the next day. So, if the argument is, well, I didn't know, that's why I didn't prepare from before Yom Tov, it doesn't hold over here because he knew what he's going to have. If the argument is because the spice evaporated, it loses its strength, the potency, okay, then it's okay in this case. So that will be a difference. So Rashi, the Yoda Me'esmer Ma'ikededa Boyi Bishuli. He knows from the day before what pot he's going to cook. So the Lishna Kamo Boyi Shinui, according to the first opinion, you require a change. Why? You need to do it the salt you need to do the salt differently. You need to do the tavlin this differently, make a shinu in the tavlin, because you knew yesterday what you're going to eat, so you should have done it from yesterday. If you're going to do it today, you'll need a shinu. But lelishna basra, according to the second language, that the taste doesn't hold, leboy shinu, you don't need a shinu. Why? Yeah, I knew I was going to make this dish that needs the spices, but I didn't want to crush the spices yesterday because the taste would go away, so I wanted to do it today. So you don't need a shinu, that's one. Inami, another difference would be, in the other way, bumuriko. Muriko is a special kind of a spice. It is a spice that actually doesn't lose the potency. And over there, there's no reason to have to do it from the day before. If it's a muriko spice, inami, tablin shel muriko ikabenayu. The difference would be, it was a spice called muriko. What happens? Sheyesh kideiro shemitablin oiso bekarkum. There is a certain dish, a pot, that you spice it with this karkum. That's the muriko. Not sure the exact type of karkum. That's called saffron. Okay, you guys know what saffron is?
Wow.
Doesn't help me much anyways.
Yeah, very nice spice.
You know what saffron is? You know what kind of spice it is? Anyways, that's what it is. Anyways, so... we're talking about...
It's a yellow spice. It's a, use a lot
it's
of
a yellow spice, a color spice. That's what it says over here. So... you spice it with karkoim, and that doesn't lose its taste. In a mafik time, it doesn't lose taste. Im niduch mebeidyom, if you're going to grind it from daytime. He didn't know what he's going to cook tomorrow. So, if the reason is because it doesn't loses its potency. If you guys, then in this case, you should not do it. But according to the reason, when you don't know what you're going to cook because you didn't think you were going to use it, so according to the second one, you need to make a shinui. Because there's no reason not to exempt it, because the reason the Lishna Brasa exempted it is because so he didn't know what he's going to cook the next day, so he didn't crush the tablin. That's a good excuse, so he doesn't have to. But according to the second opinion, is because it loses a taste, then the lishna basra boy. According to the second lashon, you need a change. The lishna kama loy boy shinui. According to the first lashon, you don't need a shinui. Because lishna loy boy shinui, because he didn't know. He didn't know what he's going to cook the next day, so therefore he needs. He doesn't need a shinui. And that's what. So this is the difference. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel, comes to Rabbi Yehuda, says the name of Shmuel. Kol ha-nidochim, nidochim kedarkum. He's disagreeing. He says all the grindings can be grinded the usual way. Even salt. Now this is Shmuel. Shmuel is telling us that even salt can be done in its usual way. Okay, so he comes up with a new chiddush. He says, "Kol halidochem nidochem kedarkon, mafilu melach." You can crush everything the usual way, even salt. Now that's a very blunt statement, because even Beis Hillel we learned requires melach to be done in a unique way. But didn't you say that salt requires a change? Everybody says you need a change. Even Beis Hillel says you need a change. And the Gemara says, Shmuel goes, he will say like this Tana. There's another Tana that learns this whole disagreement differently. And therefore, according to him, you don't need a change. The Tanya, we learned in Abraisa. Amar Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, Leinechleku beshamayu besilel al haniduchim shenidochim kidarkom umelechimon. There is no disagreement between beshamay and besilel that anything that you crush can be crushed in the usual way and goes with salt with them, which means if you are crushing salt and spices together at the same time, then you could just do it, everybody would agree. Loi nechleku, when do Beis Shammai have a disagreement with Beis Hillel? Elo ledoicho bifnei atzmo, but only to crush it by itself, to go ahead and crush salt on its own, not with the tablin. So in other words, while you're crushing already the tablin, you can crush the melech with it. But when do we have a disagreement if you're just crushing salt on its own? Beis Shammai said, Melech bepachu beitzapor, like we have in our Mishnah, you either need a tin clay, a tin crusher, or with the wood, with this large spoon, which means Rashi, bepach ubeitzapor, ayde shinui. That means you do the shinui, veloi kidarko, and not the usual way. So salt alone. And then he adds ulitzli. What does ulitzli mean? Ulitzli means the hainu davar muat. When you can do it even through the shinui, you can only do a little bit, which means the amount of salting that you need for roasting, like when you cook the meat, you have to salt it a lot to take out the blood. But when you roast the meat, then you don't have to salt it that much. A little salt. And he says, Litzdili avaloi legedeto. He says, and still, so he makes two stipulations. If you are crushing salt on its own, you must have a change. Either a clay vessel or this large spoon. But another stipulation, it's only litzli, avalei legedeta. only a little salt, which is needed for roasting, but not for cooking. Ubaisila loimrim. Ubaisila said b'chol dover. Everything. What does it mean b'chol dover? But everything. You can crush everything. Frag the Gemara. B'chol dover sal kadaitach. You can crush in everything. What do you mean? You can use anything? Meaning even something that you're not allowed to use on Yom Tov or not use on Shabbos? B'chol dover sal kadaitach v'afilu b'dover she'in nitol b'Shabbos. I mean, it means on Yom Tov here, but you don't take it on Shabbos, you don't take it on Yom Tov. Something which is not taken. Elo, Emo is not b'chol dover, not in every item. But Emo l'chol dover, you can, for everything, meaning v'afilu l'gedero, and even for cooking, unlike Beis Shammai that doesn't allow to crush for cooking, they say l'chol dover, even for a gedera. Now, Rashi wants to know what we're saying, that you can do it even without a shinui. That's the Shmuel goes like this, Tana, so that is no shinui. How do you know that there's no shinui? So he says, Val korchoch kedarko amri. When this Hillel said, according to him, l'chol dover, means you can use for everything, meaning in a usual way. K'chol derech shitas hashas. This is the view, the style of the Gemara. Because when we say, al ma nechleku, what did they argue about? It says here, loy nechleku, al ma nechleku, what did they argue? Duvid le nechleku koma. He says, loy nechleku, Le'nechleku was talking about what? In a usual way. So, he's saying, Le'nechleku ala tabi n'melech ke'echot sheniduchim kidarkon. And then we're saying, Amma nechleku. What did they argue about? Lo'duch kidarkon. So we're going the usual way because we're following the lo'duch kidarkon. Al melech b'fnei atzma. Asher, Beis Shammai emrim b'pach b'shinui v'hoid machmir l'tzliv l'kedero u'beis Hillel emrim l'chol dover niduchas kedarko, that everything is condoned, because we're talking about kedarko, that's the discussion here. So, and that's what he's saying, that there's over there, there's the machlekes. So, meaning in kedarko, Beis Hillel allows lehutzlich lefarish. He didn't have to say b'chol dover and kedarko, because we were talking about kedarko. He already explained. He says lenechleku leducha b'fnei atzma, which means that you could do it in the usual way, but in this case you can't. Beis Hillel said you can do it for everybody. All right. Amar lei Rav Acha bar Delo libre. So Rav Acha bar Delo says to his son, kidaiches, when you crush the salt, kidaiches melach, atzli atzluye veduch, tilt it, bend it, and then you crush it. So Rashi says, "Atzli atzlu meduch, hatei hameducha al tzido." Put the crusher on its side. Don't keep it straight up. Push it sideways. The Shavar Kishmuel, because he holds like Shmuel, the Amar Nidoches Kedarka b'moduch shel Evan, can use a stone moduch.
If you try grinding something like this, it's going to crush it. Try grinding it like this, it's just going to fall down.
Maybe a little bit. Umiushin zuta boyu lishnuim, but he required it small. We don't really need a change. He holds like Shmuel that you can crush salt in a usual way, but it required to bend it.
Just a minor
shinui. Yeah, a minor shinui. Zogdi gemara rav sheishes shoma kol buchna. He heard the sound of a crusher, kol buchna b'mduchas malach, crushing of salt. Omar, so he said, "Hi, lab megavoyi de beisoyihu." It's not from my house. Hi, lab megavoyi de beisoyihu. Dr. Hashi, yodei ani she'ein ze betoich beisi. I know that's not my house. That the sound of a crusher is coming. She'osarti aleihem loduch b'moduch shel aben b'leishinui, because I had prohibited for them to crush in a stone crusher without a change. I don't allow that. Even though Shmuel allowed it, but he didn't allow it. Freddy Gemara Vedilma Atzli. Okay, maybe there was a shinui there. Maybe they bent it, he told make a shinui. Maybe he did the same thing like Rabacha Barla told him. So, and that would be a shinui. So maybe it's coming from his house, but the way they're doing it is with a shinui. They bent it. And the Gemara says, the Shomei Da'avi Kolut Solul Kola. You can hear that the sound of the crushing was very clear. And that means that it wasn't on a side. Da'avi Solul Kola. Ve'ilu Makeh B'Hashmota B'Alachzen. Had it been banging in an angle, Lo Yoyo Kolut Solul, the sound would not be pure. Okay, but Vidilma Tavlin Haba, maybe he was crushing. How do you know it's not your house? Maybe Tavlin doesn't need a shinui. Vidilma Tavlin Haba, she ain't a tzrichim shinui, they don't need a shinui. And the Gemara says, Tavlin Nevuchim Menabich Kalayu. They bark, which means they make a lot of noise when you have Tavlin in the crusher, make a lot of noise. And Nebuchim and Avchik, she meshab nagar inim, nishma koiloi bimaducho kibun Avchik. When they break the seeds, the sounds in a crusher is like bark. He didn't hit that sound, it means that, but that wasn't that. Okay, another. Ton Rabbanon, we learned in Abraiz, in Oisim Tisni. Tisni means that you crush it very fine, that you break it up into various different four pieces. Hey, nice and tisni, Dr. Ashi, be yomtev. You can't make tisni. Why? Shetoyrach godlu, who? This is a big trouble. Shekoytish achitim ad shenechlokim echod l'arbo. You crush them so that one crushes into four. Kedavrin v'maykotin daf yud gimel on the base. Then it says, Vein koitshim b'machteshes. First he says, you don't do tisni. But it seems like if you're crushing not tisni, you could do it. So the Gemara is like, Tarti, these both, these are contradictory, these two statements. Shnei dvorim yeshkan, there are two things here. Loi zeh doime lozeh, one is not similar to the other. It is, these don't match up. How could you say these two things when they don't match up? Why? Katoni, first you say, Ein oisim tisne. Can't make tisne, which means four. Och chaloko bedaiso. But chaloko and farina, cereal, oatmeal. Shapir domi, that's okay. Why? They ain't tirchum beruba, it's not them. And then, vodotoni ain't kochum kval? And then it says you can't crush at all. So how could you say both of these statements? Doesn't make sense. So this is what he's saying. What he means to say is, Ma tam einesim tisni. Why can't you do tisni? The fish ain't coaching. The machteshes. A machteshes is a big one, is a large one. And coaching machteshes means a big press, maybe that you don't use that. A big crusher. So Freddy Gemara. So why don't you say, why do you say in Toysim Tisne because you can't use a machteshes? So machteshes is its own unique big size one. So Valema in Kojima machteshes. So why do you have to say don't make Tisne? Just say don't crush the machteshes. And Lema in Kojima, now you die now. This Ulay Misabi Tisne, you can make Tisne because Tisne, you need this big crusher. And Rashi adds, Stam machteshes anegdela. It's a machteshes, that's a large one. So the Gemara says like this, E toni en kochim b'machteshes. If it would have just said en kochim b'machteshes, Havamina hani mili b'machteshes g'doylo. On a large one, we're not going to allow you, machteshes a large one. Habo b'machteshes k'tano e mershapir domi. You say, in a small one, you can do even tisne, habo k'tano afilu tisne. Kamash malon. That's why he's teaching us Kamash Lagrashi Ainasin Tisni Klal. If he it's not big or small, it is Ain Koichim Shum Ktisha Bimachteshes. Bahach Machteshes. So you can't do it all. No, we can't. If he's Ain Koichim Shum So the machteshes is machteshes is different than the buchne, than all the stuff we had before. All the modrich, and this is a machteshes, a large one. But here, the Gemara says that we're learning that it means, so this machteshes must mean, therefore, not big one, because it says, it's the cloud. But the Gemara said, but that's not the case. For Tanya, Lidna, I say, Koichi machteshes gedoyla, Abo Koichi machteshes ktano, you could go small.
Differences. If you just, you wouldn't be using a very large bowl, a very large matesh, if you're just doing it for, you know, yontif, which is one day.
Yeah, but I think maybe that's what he has to crush. He doesn't have to put in a lot in there. He can use a little bit. It's just the size of the grinder, not how much quantity.
You know, the word machtesh in modern Hebrew is a crater, like a huge hole in the earth is a crater.
Yeah, so the Gemara, one second, the Gemara answers, Am Rabbaye, Ketanya Namastis, Machtesh is Gedoyla Tanya. When the Mishnah says earlier, Machtesh is, it means a large one. Takya, and don't say, V'loy Tema, don't say like we answered before, Matam Ko'amar. That is giving the reason why you don't make tisni because machteshes. What he's saying is like this: Ein oisim tisne klal, tisna filu b'ktana. You can't do no ktana. Ein koichim shal kedishin machteshes, but machteshes you can't do, not even tisni. In daisu stop machteshes v'del komaydi. So machteshes v'del you can't do. So. Tisne, you can't do Viktana. When it says in Machteshes, it means the Gedolah. Okay, I ran out of steam.